No matter who you are and no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 29th day of... Is that 29th? 28th. I am so sorry. 28th day of May. Welcome, everyone. Can't lose a day. Cannot lose a day. I'm honored and joyed to be here with you. I'm so glad that you are here and making the Bible a part of your day, this 28th day in May today. Let's jump into the Psalms today. Today we're reading Psalm 118. Sorry, we're ending at 118. I gotta start all over again today. Today we're reading Psalm 111 through 118. And this week we're reading the New English Translation. Let's jump in. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the godly and the congregation, the Lord's deeds are great, eagerly awaited by all who desire them. His work is majestic and glorious, and his faithfulness endures forever. He does amazing things that will be remembered. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. He gives food to his faithful followers. He always remembers his covenant. He announced that he would do mighty deeds for his people, giving them a land that belonged to other nations. His acts are characterized by faithfulness and justice. All his precepts are reliable. They are forever firm and should be faithfully and properly carried out. He delivered his people. He ordained that his covenant be observed forever. His name is holy and awesome. To obey the Lord is the fundamental principle for wise living. All who carry out his precepts acquire good moral insight. He will receive praise forever. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the one who obeys the Lord, who takes great delight in keeping his commands. His descendants will be powerful on the earth. The godly will be blessed. His house contains wealth and riches. His integrity endures. In the darkness, a light shines for the godly, for each one who is merciful, compassionate, and just. It goes well for the one who generously lends money and conducts his business honestly, for he will never be shaken. Others will always remember one who is just. He does not fear bad news. He is confident. He trusts in the Lord. His resolve is firm. He will not succumb to fear before he looks in triumph on his enemies. He generously gives to the needy. His integrity endures. He will be vindicated and honored. When the wicked see this, they will worry. They will grind their teeth in frustration and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Praise the Lord. Praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord's name be praised now and forevermore, from east to west. The Lord's name is deserving of praise. The Lord is exalted over all the nations. His splendor reaches beyond the sky. Who can compare to the Lord our God, who sits on a high throne? He bends down to look at the sky and the earth. He raises the poor from the dirt and lifts up the needy from the garbage pile, that he might seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman of the family a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. When Israel left Egypt, when the family of Jacob left a foreign nation behind, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his kingdom. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan River turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why do you flee, O sea? Why do you turn back, O Jordan River? Why do you skip like rams, O mountains, like lambs, O hills? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned a rock into a pool of water, a hard rock into springs of water. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name bring honor. For the sake of your loyal love and faithfulness, why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are made of silver and gold. They are man-made. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell, hands but cannot touch, feet but cannot walk. They cannot even clear their throats. Those who make them will end up like them, as will everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. O family of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. You loyal followers of the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their deliverer and protector. The Lord takes notice of us. He will bless. He will bless the family of Israel. He will bless the family of Aaron. He will bless his loyal followers, both young and old. May he increase your numbers, yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any of those who descend into the silence of death. But we will praise the Lord now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord because he heard my plea for mercy and listened to me. As long as I live, I will call to him when I need help. The ropes of death tightened around me. The snares of Sheol confronted me. I was confronted with trouble and sorrow. I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, rescue my life. The Lord is merciful and fair. Our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the untrained. I was in serious trouble and he delivered me. Rest once more, my soul, for the Lord has vindicated you. Yes, Lord, you rescued my life from death, kept my eyes from tears and my feet from stumbling. I will serve the Lord in the land of the living. I had faith when I said, I am severely oppressed. I rashly declared, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all his acts of kindness to me? I will celebrate my deliverance and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people. The Lord values the lives of his faithful followers. Yes, Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your servant, the son of your female servant. You saved me from death. I will present a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord before all his people and the courts of the Lord's temple in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Applaud him, all you foreigners. For his loyal love towers over us and the Lord's faithfulness endures. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Let Israel say, yes, his loyal love endures. Let the family of Aaron say, yes, his loyal love endures. Let the loyal followers of the Lord say, yes, his loyal love endures. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. The Lord answered me and put me in a wide open place. The Lord is on my side. I am not afraid. What can people do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. They surrounded me like bees, but they disappeared as quickly as a fire among thorns. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. You aggressively attacked me and tried to knock me down, but the Lord helped me. The Lord gives me strength and protects me. He has become my deliverer. They celebrate deliverance in the tents of the godly. The Lord's right hand conquers. The Lord's right hand gives victory. The Lord's right hand conquers. I will not die but live, and I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord severely punished me, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of the just King's temple. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. The godly enter through it. I will give you thanks, for you answered me and have become my deliverer. The stone that the builders discarded has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's work. We consider it amazing. This is the day the Lord has brought about. We will be happy and rejoice in it. Please, Lord, deliver. Please, Lord, grant us success. May the one who comes in the name of the Lord be blessed. We will pronounce blessings on you in the Lord's temple. The Lord is God, and he has delivered us. Tie the offering with ropes to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Father, we do give you thanks and praise today, because your faithfulness endures, just as the psalm says. We thank you that you are faithful, and maybe we don't quite understand the importance and the extent of that, but you never change. Even though everything around us may change, you are steadfast, you are faithful, you are just. I pray that we would also be faithful to you. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the free app, that is 2.0. You can check it out if you haven't. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend, and check out all of the new stuff happening on 2.0. There has been lots of work behind the scenes for a long time to make all of this happen, and so it's there for your benefit, for you to enjoy. So explore it if you want to. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We are so grateful. We could not do this without you, and we do not take that for granted. So thank you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand section. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section right next to the give icon. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that, hit chronological, the icon on the right-hand side, and that will ensure your call going to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow as we slowly wind this week down together. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, my DABC family. This is God's hand is on me. I haven't been on here in quite some time because I have been listening in the background and praying in the background. And I just want to thank the Hardin family for just this new 2.0 app. Lord, I am enjoying this app. I heard a prayer request from my dear sister, Joyful in Virginia. My sister, the Holy Spirit pricked my heart to call in to encourage you. Let me tell you a little bit of my testimony and then pray for you. I was trying to get a licensing, and I took the test 3 times before passing. The first time, I was like, okay, let me take it right again. And I took it the second time, and I failed. And then I prayed, and I was having others pray for me, but I did not give up. I almost gave up, but I didn't give up. And I tell you, my dear sister, don't give up. If you have to take that test 7 times over before you pass, take it and get back on right away. I realized that I was failing in certain areas. So I studied just in those areas. And I tell you, that third time with prayer and encouragement, I passed that test. So dear Father, I pray for my sister Joyful in Virginia, that you would encourage her, that you would give her the tools and the techniques that she need to pass this test. I believe that she will pass. Even if it takes 10 times for her to take this test, she shall pass in Jesus' name. I love you, my dear sister. God's hand is on me. Have a good day.
Hi, family. This is Kim in California. Calling, I just want to thank you all at the DABC family for all of your prayers, and I pray for you as well. Thank you for being there when we've all needed you most. You're just such a blessing to all of us. I have two prayer requests today. One is mainly for my health. I've had a few different health issues, and the first one started with some foot surgery. That all went quite well, so I want to thank you all for your prayers in my foot surgery. Then, right after I healed from that, I got a cough. I got it from my husband, I believe. And that's been going on for 10 days now. So just as I'm starting to feel better, now I have a GI tract issue. So with my microbiome and my GI tract. So I just want to ask for your prayers in that, for my healing as quickly and smoothly as possible. My second prayer request is for a retirement home. My husband and I have wanted to move into a house that's only one story, and we found one, but he's at the point where he wants to move, but he doesn't want to move because it's such a hassle, but it would really help us tremendously if we were to move. So if it's in the Lord's will, I've been praying for it. If this is the right house for us, please help us to move forward with the purchase of this house, with the selling of our house, and to get settled as soon as possible. Thank you, family. Thank you for all your prayers. I love you all. I pray for you. God bless you. Kim in California.